that's been a big part of this state wrestling tournament. Thank you very much for carving out a few minutes with me to talk about the Lady Braves, who had a tremendous day one. I've just been recapping that. But it's got to be a little surreal for you as the coach. You're not just the coach, you're also a parent of one of the wrestlers, and it also, you know, snowplow escort. Let's start with that. Plowing the road has been a metaphor for the girls this year because it's the first sanctioned year, but it turned into a literal thing this year for you guys, didn't it?
Oh, yes. That road trip was probably the worst I've ever experienced, but we made it through. The greatest part about it was most of the girls on the bus had no idea what was even going on.
Well, I'm
sitting here at breakfast with the girls, and I've got the bus driver with us, and I think he said it was probably one of the top scariest.
Well, if the bus driver's saying that, then that is legit. They've been around.
Yep. He did a good job getting us safely there, though.
Coach Foreman, let's talk about your girls. What a tremendous season they've had. The numbers that you were able to get to come out, the excitement and the anticipation level for Lady Braves wrestling was high, but it seems like here you are at the end of the season, it just seems like it's still just buzzing.
Oh, yes. You know, as I've said many times, they're making history. They've got so many people in their corner. They're breathing excitement back into wrestling. There's banners up everywhere that the female is future is the slogan. Or, I'm sorry, the future is female. I got that all backwards. The future is female. Very excited about our girls. I'm sitting here with Kara Andrews and Vale Foreman, so you can go ahead and ask them any questions you want to ask them. We have eight girls that are going to place. That's already guaranteed. And we've got these two in the finals.
Yeah, 10. So 10 placers overall. I was just going over those before I gave you a call. Vale and Kara, tell us about your run to the finals how that has kind of panned out for you. Now, Vale, you're a sophomore, and you were wrestling last year with against the guys in some cases. Kara, you're a freshman. Kind of give us, each of you take a turn and kind of let us know how the tournament went for you yesterday.
It's been really crazy. I guess it was really cool to, like, just go out there and, like, I feel like this is, like, the best I've wrestled all season. And I'm really proud of how I did, and I'm really excited to be in the finals as a freshman, especially.
Yeah. All right, Vale?
I would say, like, my run to finals was super fun. I had a lot of fun in, like, my first match. I just went out there with the mindset of I'm here to have fun and I'm here to try my best. And then my semifinals match was very, like, it just, like, got me in the right mindset, I would say. And it was a pretty smooth match, but got a nice little workout in.
Okay. You look at this, the matchups. Obviously, you've had a chance to kind of maybe look ahead and see who you're wrestling tonight in the finals. Are any of these rematches? Have you met these girls before?
Yes. My semifinals match, I've already wrestled at Ronthon in the semis, and my finals match is also a girl I faced in the finals at Ronthon. So it's kind of a redo of Ronthon, but I'm ready either way.
Okay.
Kara's going to face a girl. Her name's Meadow King. We've traveled with her a little bit, wrestled with her in Iowa. So we have a little insight having spent some time with her. She's a great wrestler. She's a great person. I'm really excited for Kara to face her. But I did want to add that Kara's semifinal match was so insane. I've just been so impressed and proud of her. I saw her reach this point where she was exhausted and, you know, she kind of had like loss of air and turning blue and purple in the face. And I almost thought that was the end, because usually when you see that, it's not a good indicator. And then somehow Kara went into some subpar human state and hit this fireman throw and pinned this girl. And everybody was freaking out. Us coaches were speechless.
Well, Kara, kind of walk us through that, because it seems like, you know, as this whole thing gets more experience, there's a lot of pins, and so maybe sometimes you don't go a full distance, you know, the full three rounds and things like that. Kind of walk us through that in terms of how you had to dig down and find that extra level.
Yeah, well, like, I've noticed that in a lot of the girls' matches, it's either, like, pin or be pinned, and not a lot of them go into the third round. So I was kind of, like, going in there. I had wrestled this girl before, and I was, like, kind of, like, expecting. I was, like, oh, she's, like, really good. So I got to, like, dig down deep. And my parents hadn't made it to Casper yet, and they were still driving because of the roads being closed. So I was, like, just, like, during the match, I was just, like, in my head, like, saying, like, I got to do this, like, for my mom and dad. Like, they're coming. Like, they got to watch me tomorrow. I got to do this. And, like, just, like, I was getting really excited. Like, I can do this. Like, I want to, like, be a state placer. And I just really wanted it. And so I just kept fighting through. And I, like, was just not ready to give up.
Well, that's fantastic. She got this
look on her face that was very memorable. None of us will forget. She got out of bounds, I believe, and then all of a sudden she came back to get set for her, get back after her opponent, and she had this look of determination, and I was scared. No, I'm just kidding. I was very proud of her.
Well, ladies, I want to ask you, this obviously was something that, Vail, you were already doing it, but Kara, obviously you come from a wrestling family as well. What I want to know from you is, how has this kind of changed your mindset as a student athlete, knowing that this is now a statewide sanctioned thing and you've got your own tournament, you've got your own trophies, you've got your own brackets? How has that made a difference in your mindset?
I guess it's just like, it's really special that, like, this is the first year that the girls get their own thing, and it's like we're making history here, doing like the first year of girls only wrestling tournament, and that's just like really special to be a part of, like, their, like, the original team for me.
Mm-hmm. So Kara, was it something that you was even on your radar coming in from, like, the middle school to the high school?
Yeah, just like growing up watching my brothers wrestle, I always like wanted to wrestle, and I just like grew up like wrestling my brothers in the living room, and my mom always like told me, like, no, I don't like really want you wrestling with the boys, because just like she knew how awkward it was for like the boys, for like my brothers to like wrestle girls, so she didn't really want me to wrestle with the boys. And so we had like heard about that they might be sanctioning it, and so that just got me super excited. When I was like in eighth grade, I was like super excited that we might get the opportunity to, and just like I would watch like Vail and Hallie and Sam at their wrestling tournaments, and I just got super excited to like that I wanted to be a part of that too. And so it's just like been awesome that we finally got a sanction, we finally got it sanctioned, and now I get to wrestle.
Well, and certainly there's been a ton of interest. A lot of, I think they counted, was it like almost 220 girls from 43 schools? Is that coach? Am I close on that?
Yeah, yes, that's correct. And Wyoming has had the most growth in female wrestling than any other state in the nation.
There's certainly been a palpable buzz about it. People are anxious to know how the girls are doing. They're anxious to follow, and I think today you're going to see obviously a big uptick, because now people can actually get to Casper. So you should see a few more fans today as you go out and wrestle, you and your teammates. Ladies, anything that I haven't touched on that you might want to mention? Obviously, I want to wish you the best of luck today as you try and wrap things up as best you can. But anything that's on your mind that you might want to mention to our listeners today?
I would just say that I'm really pumped for finals, and I'm going to go into it just with the mindset that I'm going to go out and leave everything on the mat, and whatever happens, happens. As long as I know that I put forth the best effort I can, then I'll be happy with whatever the outcome is.
Well, ladies, I certainly appreciate your time today, Coach Foreman, Vail and Kara, Vail Foreman, Kara Andrews into the finals tonight. And, of course, all the other placers that are going to be getting after it here a little later on this morning, all those details at svinews.com. Ladies, thank you so much for your time, and the best of luck today, and have a great one out there.
Thank you so much. You too.
And that was Coach Kendall Foreman, and joined by Vail Foreman, her daughter, undefeated sophomore, and so far this season. And then Kara Andrews is a freshman. She's into the finals as well. And again, just a reminder, you have all these other girls that have placed for the Lady Braves as well. Howie Robinson, Robertson, Keston Johnson, Alexis Angel, Paisley Smith, Remington Allman, Samantha Walker, Shaylee Coons, and Nellie Mays. They are all still wrestling. They've all placed, and we'll be listening to that a little later on this morning at SVINews.com. We have audio coverage there from Mr. Mays there from Casper. So